Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for Best Reviews Issues and Answers, and I'm speaking today with Marcus Winter, President and CEO of Munich Re US. Marcus, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
John, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
So what are the key drivers in the US market that are keeping you up at night?
Our business is the transfer of risk. So if that would keep me up at night, I guess I would not be a good reinsurer. So we don't get nervous. We try to understand the risk, assess the risk, weigh the risk, structure it properly, and then take it on and work with our brokers and with the clients and with the ultimate insureds on all the topics along the value chain, from assessing the risk, underwriting it, transacting it, paying claims, and so forth.
How do these issues that you just talked about translate into the January 1st renewal season?
We have a range of big topics right now that affect the whole industry. Inflation beyond the CPI, beyond the consumer price index, in particular in pockets like used cars or labor costs, costs for material, lumber and steel. These things really cause a lot of uncertainty. Also on the legal system, the court system, some of the verdicts that we see fuel the perception that the social inflation, as we call that, is not over. It may have paused during the pandemic now, but we see trends that this will come back and strongly. Then we still are in an environment with very low interest rates, and the business models of most insurers and reinsurers in the past have benefited from returns on the policyholders' funds, and those interest rates are just very low, and there's not a significant return on those assets. Climate change, we have seen that this year in big time, but also topics like cyber, with the ransomware and all the public attention that we had on that topic. So with all those uncertainties, there's a few things that we need to make sure during the renewals now. One is we need a very good alignment of interest between the ultimate insureds, the insurers, and the reinsurers. And that means that volatility is good for us. That's part of our business. But the volatility has to be shared in a good way between the insurer and the reinsurer. And also the expenses have to align between the two. It also means that with all the uncertainties, we need to focus on getting the right margins into our business. That's the discussions mainly now for the renewals at 1st of January. And it also is very important that we focus on the quality of the underwriting, both our own underwriting, but also the quality of the underwriting of the cedents that we partner with. So overall, I'm optimistic for the renewals at 1-1, that we will continue to find attractive pockets where we can deploy our capital with risk, adequate prices, and adequate terms and conditions.
So you mentioned cyber exposures and ransomware. What are you seeing surrounding the cyber market?
The cyber market is one of our big growth opportunities globally. Munich Re is one of the largest provider of cyber insurance capacities and cyber reinsurance capacities. And what we see is that in the US market, the rates certainly have increased, but with the rate increase, you cannot really address the quality of the portfolio. The limits are coming down, they're being reduced, and that certainly helps some of the accumulation topics. But the most important part is the quality of the risk, the quality assessment of the risks. When you look at traditional insurance covers for homes, for cars, for companies, those risks usually are fairly static. On the cyber side, every day of the week, one change in your software architecture or one new piece of software can significantly change your cyber risk profile. And therefore, the quality assessment of the underlying cyber risk is a core part of the underwriting process. And that is not just a once a year at renewal date exercise. That has to be a continuous assessment, and we need many different tools and a lot of special expertise to really assess the risk also during the year. And that's one area where the underwriting quality that I mentioned before, both at our end but also on our cedents' end, is very important. So we want to deploy capacity behind cedents that are very good and aspire to further improve the quality of their underwriting. And there we see that the loss ratios for the better managed portfolios significantly differ from the portfolios that have less of a technical quality in the underwriting process. So overall, we continue to grow on the cyber side. We are very conscious of the accumulation, so we make sure that our own accumulation is well within our own risk appetite. And with the improving rates, lower limits, and good risk quality, I think that's a very attractive portfolio for us. Still very small. I mean, for us, the cyber portfolio is much smaller than our standard property and casualty cover, but with a significant potential to grow in the next few years.
Now, Marcus, you also talked about climate change. And when it comes to climate change, it's such a broad term. What has you most worried about it, and how are you addressing it?
So first of all, I think the insurance industry in total this year and in the past years has done a very good job. We have supported millions of families and businesses to rebuild what they had lost. So the insurance industry does what it should do. On the primary insurance side, following the losses that we have across a broad range of topics, have increased the rates and adjusted the coverage. And in particular for topics like wildfire or severe convective storms, we have made significant progress. There still are surprises in those portfolios. We had the winter freeze in Texas earlier this year, and that shows that you cannot completely cover all the exposures by smart models. You always are surprised. That's not just a topic in the climate change area. We also did not expect this year that one ship blocks the whole Suez Canal, or that one verdict is in the hundreds of millions for a risk that everyone thought would be maybe in the tens of millions. But in particular on the climate change side, we continue to have these unexpected events. And that's why we need to make sure that our models cover the things that can be modeled, and that our margins cover then the things that cannot be modeled. And those topics for us are more on the frequency side than on the severity side. So we're not concerned about the accumulation out of those topics. Usually it's the frequency that hurts.
Now, if you look a bit further ahead, what will the future of reinsurance in the U.S. look like?
So we will definitely continue to take risk. That's our core business. And with the inflation, post-event inflation, the regulation that is coming up there, the new solutions that are out there, we will be busy for the foreseeable future in doing that. Also, covers beyond the pure risk transfer, focusing more on improving the balance sheet metrics of the clients will play a bigger role going forward. But that's all in the space of traditional established reinsurance transactions. What I would expect is that we see more and more data and technology also entering the insurance and reinsurance transactions. One element will be the digitization of our processes, but given this, the comparatively small number of reinsurance contracts that we have in any one year, it's not about the efficiencies in the process. It's much more about the access to data out of those, and then trying to transfer data into insights, both for our insurance companies, but also the ultimate insurers.
I've got to ask, Marcus, can you give an example of how you're working to derive better insights for your clients?
Yeah, a good example is maybe it's the wildfire area. We the whole industry was surprised a few years ago when we had those large wildfire losses, and the accumulation was not expected at the time. Since then, we have invested a lot of time and energy in the modeling of wildfire exposures, and now we have started to use advanced analytics and visualization technology to better understand the structure of the wildfire exposure. And what does that mean? Right now, we have the technical capability to model and assess the all wildfire exposures in California. We have our own models. So we can take the portfolio, the property risks of an insurance company, put that into our system, overlay that with our assessment of the wildfire hazard in the areas where those policies and those locations are, then add our expertise on the vulnerability of those properties and feedback to the insurance companies, areas where they have hotspots in their exposures. So you find with this analysis, you find areas where insurance companies have a significantly higher exposure than what in one small area than what their average market share would make you expect. And that means that in many cases, the insurance companies can just slightly reduce their exposures in certain of those pockets and thereby significantly improve the overall risk profile for their portfolio without losing really any premium, because typically it's only a few hotspots that we find in those portfolios, and once they are corrected, the overall stability and the overall portfolio performance increases significantly. And that's one of the examples that we will continue to build out the tools. We have white labeling solutions on the flood side, inland flood side. We have we work on severe convective storm topics and all the other risk topics, of course, as well. And therefore, we try to use the technology and continue to be risk partners for our clients and brokers. And I expect that this partnership will extend well beyond the traditional reinsurance and include data and analytics topics going forward.
Certainly is an interesting time to be in the reinsurance industry. Marcus, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
That was Marcus Winter, President and CEO of Munich Re US. And I'm John Webb.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.